Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is in the wings. Justin, everybody wants to know, and all the nooks and crannies out there, how spectacular are the cherry blossoms this year? Are they really awesome?
They're actually really beautiful. You know, this is one of the better years we've had for them. I've been down to the mall a couple times now and have, gotten my fill of them. And if you're ever in the D.C. area, it's great to check it out, and there's never been a better time than right now. So it's been a wonderful spring. The weather has been a little bit iffy, but when it's nice, it is on point.
Yeah, I agree. You grew up in California. I grew up in Philadelphia in the New York area, so not in Washington, and the only cherry blossoms I've ever seen like that are the ones in D.C. I would put it on a bucket list, even if it was lower on a list versus going to the Himalayas or whatever. I think when they're in bloom, they really are spectacular.
No, they really are. And it's such a nice little walk to take around the Potomac, and you get to see the monuments. You get to feel that warm, sappy Frank Capra feeling about being an American. And it just really is just a lovely way to spend a nice spring day.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking about that. You just put me in a really great mood.
I know. I love them. I do. Just a couple of years ago, I was in D.C., and I saw the best I've ever seen them. It was only just a few years ago. I've seen them before, but not this way. So you're right when you said sometimes you really get them in full bloom, and it's hard to tell when that's going to be, and it's a short window, but it's very, very cool. Absolutely, Justin's right. And as I said before, I would put it on a list. Absolutely. So now we turn to politics, and what's going on with Iran, because we've sent an aircraft carrier to Yemeni, to the waters off of Yemen anyway. What do you know about that from the Pentagon?
The Pentagon has essentially accused Iran of being a little bit iffy with their air actions around this. This is something that's being viewed in the context of the nuclear deal and has given a lot of fodder, not just to Republicans, but a number of Democrats who are still a little bit on the fence about this issue, just their involvement in this. And, right now the administration has been playing it down relatively so because they don't want this to be the thorn that really jettisons a lot of these talks or really throws them out the window. But it does raise some serious concerns about them as a state actor and where we're really going to go forward on this situation. But nevertheless, the administration is stressing that they stand by their initial agreement. They are standing by the compromise that's working its way through Congress right now, and they are continuing to utilize both John Kerry and the Secretary of Energy, Ernest Moniz, to emphasize that this is the deal that is good for Americans in the long run.
Wow. Okay. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's interesting, and we bounce to 2016. I mean, every night on the show I play Hail to the Chief, and we announce somebody else might declare. They're giving us a date when they could declare, especially with the Republicans. By my count, Justin, we could have maybe 10 or so. But for the Democrats, it's Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. But now the DNC is saying they're planning primary debates. Who is she going to end up debating, at least on the Democratic side of things? Anyone?
Of course, Martin O'Malley is going to be one of the big ones out there. And frankly, he sort of emerged as the, only serious primary challenger at this point. He's somebody who is not really given a lot of red meat, but has taken pretty quiet hits at Hillary. And he's going to be interesting for her to run against. He's sort of a technocrat. He's somebody who knows how government runs. And on a lot of issues as governor, he was a little bit late with a lot of the more progressive-leaning governors, but he has a pretty good Democratic track record. I think we're also going to see a challenge kind of from the right, at least on defense issues, from Senator Jim Webb, former Senator Jim Webb, the former senator from Virginia, a Vietnam veteran, somebody who served pretty admirably before stepping down in the Senate. He's probably going to play up to the sort of, Wesley Clark wing of the party, those who may be uncomfortable with somebody who's a little bit too dovish.
VP, is the VP Joe Biden going to really throw in on this? I know he's kind of hesitating.
I think he's hesitating, but I think he may enter the race, and I think he has a really good case if he wants to. This is somebody who authored the Violence Against Women Act, just somebody who was the point person for gun control in the Obama administration following Sandy Hook, somebody who is the spokesperson for the Recovery Act, and again, somebody who, you know, shows that he can work with Congress. So I think, you know, it would be at your own peril if you write off Joe Biden. I don't think he has a chance of winning, but I think he can really speak to a lot of issues that Democrats care about and could give Hillary a jolt in the system.
Yeah, interesting. And then you had Mitch McConnell comparing climate skeptics to what he said was slaveholders. It's a depressing new low. So what's the deal on that?
Well, this was coming from an editorial that was written essentially saying that, you know, we see this kind of modern revisionist history essentially, you know, casting these facts that a lot of people in the scientific community are putting forward to be true in this sort of weird denialist sort of lens in the eyes of a lot of Democrats. And, you know, Mitch McConnell is essentially taking issue with a lot of the language that was used in that, with a lot of language beyond this article alone, essentially, you know, labeling those who are questioning it as, you know, hoaxers or otherwise, you know, bad actions of faith. But nevertheless, we've seen a lot of progressives, you know, taking ire against his comments in particular, noting that he is somebody from a huge coal state, has a huge sort of financial investment within his own state, and ensuring that a lot of the sort of climate change and EPA regulations that have been proposed by the administration don't go through. Ultimately, this can really boil down to politics as usual, since this is, you know, sort of stained, hurt feelings mixed with, you know, I guess money and politics at the end of the day.
Yeah, there you go. Money and politics at the end of the day. And then I saw something else that was crazy transportation-wise about this plan for the creation of a private organization that would manage air travel. Wow. The union is saying that they have an openness to this. This is the Republicans, of course, are proposing air traffic control, privatizing it. You think this is going to happen in our lifetime?
I don't think it's going to happen in a lifetime, particularly because, you know, we know that there's a huge level of sensitivity when it comes to the, you know, union rights and, you know, ability of air traffic controllers. We know that there's a long history of Americans being sort of scared off by strikes of them. And I think there's also just sort of a, you know, wariness when it comes to the private market accepting sort of really sensitive anti-terror issues like this. So I don't think it's necessarily going to be something down the road immediately. But, you know, there's probably going to be a huge push for privatization as we have a, you know, growing, you know, Republican Party that are looking at issues like this. And I think this is probably going to be the start of a greater conversation that we're going to see for, you know, many years to come.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Justin Duckham, as always, thanks, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
A couple of minutes before we take it to the next side. And on the next side, we've got odds and ends. And with odds and ends, I'll tell you, you veer all over the place. And what a crazy day it is. We just scratched the surface there with Justin. If you're a lover of ice cream, let me tell you, you know, there's a whole thing about ice cream in our culture. A certain kind of ice cream represents a lot of times where you're from. Breyers. I said there how I grew up in, you know, Philly and in New York, and Breyers, especially in that whole Philadelphia area, was a very big ice cream, and now it's all over the United States. But Bluebell ice cream is like the pride of Texas. And the company is saying it's got tons of positive tests for Listeria in a whole bunch of different places and plants. So they're pulling products all over. I mean, they're basically pulling all their products because, you know, they're in the south, southeast. I mean, even further than that. But just enough of the Listeria is creating a little bit of a hysteria. So check your fridges for what kind of ice cream you eat. Hang with us. More coming your way next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Odds and Ends, the CNN Ork poll, talking about the latest in the rut row of politics and who is leading the pack with the Republicans and who is going in the opposite direction. Now, we'll be talking about this for a long time, obviously, until the election, until both of the conventions, the Republican and the Democratic convention. You can throw in your two cents, 855-266-5283, whenever you want to. Pretty scary when you think about that ice cream thing, right? So do you just take your ice cream and heave it all in the trash? That's what I would do, even though they have specific numbers. It just seems like more and more of that is coming out. And this is Blue Bell ice cream. So the listeria, as I said, hysteria is well-founded because that is a serious thing to happen. Let's go to Jack down under. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hello, Kate. I see your Philadelphia Eagles are going for a Hail Mary this year by signing for a one-year contract. That's actually not why I called. I told about a weekend count. Did you hear this story over the weekend of the 124-pound Californian woman who downed 13 pounds of steaks plus sides in just 20 minutes at the Big Steak Ranch in Amarillo there in Texas? She took on three 72-ounce steaks, three baked potatoes with sides, three rolls, and three shrimp cocktails. That's more than one-tenth of her body weight she scoffed down in just 20 minutes.
I did see that. That's crazy.
and she only stopped because she got tired of the taste.
Wow.
Now, I'm a big fan of Man versus Food when Adam Richman was doing that. Just one of those steaks beat him.
Wow.
This woman is tiny. She's only 124 pounds.
That's crazy,
and she
isn't
ate
it?
Three of them.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know how she did it. She should start being in competitive food eating, like the Black Widow, who's also tiny.
She's a competitive eater. So
yeah, there you go. They know how to do it.
She starved herself for a week.
If not,
she's dieting for the next 3 months.
Oh, I couldn't even come close to that. Could you?
Oh look, it's the 72-ounce challenge is on my bucket list. there's a couple of those eating challenges. When the Sahara was open in Las Vegas, I tried their big burrito challenge. I got about 4/5 of the way through it, and that's just it. I couldn't do it. But that steak, I grew up where beef was, the primary industry in Australia, in around the Rockhampton, Central Queensland area. And so, I love a good steak. So it's on my bucket list.
I love that. That's a good one. I love it that's on your bucket list. It is really interesting how many people, Jack, say that, because you realize it is a tougher feat than one would think. I mean, it is tough.
Yeah,
even if you like steak, you think, I love it. Why couldn't I do that? Why couldn't I prepare myself for that? But there is an art to being able to do that. There really is. And they know that, but they're totally willing to give you give it to you for free, the whole thing, if you can eat it. And some people have certainly done that, but it's amazing what she did.
Yeah, and her first steak, she beat her own record from last year. She downed it in under 4 minutes.
Wow. 4 minutes to devour a steak.
That's frightening.
That is frightening. Oh, that is so fast. Oh, that's so crazy. Wow. I am so glad that, my friend, that you shared that story with us. Thank you, and thank you for sharing it. That is on your bucket list. I love it. And, Jack talks about, that was a great story that Jack shared. It's true, because that steakhouse in Amarillo has become so famous that it's such a smart thing for them, because people want to go there. They do want to do the challenge. They do want to see it. Because it's become a phenomenon, and it's become a bucket list thing for some people, for sure. It is a very unique deal. Very, very unique. Very tough to do. I like a good steak too, just like Jack, but I know even under the best circumstances, I could not do it. That's one thing. I'm always up for the competition. That is one thing that I would have to say I would not attempt, because I know I wouldn't come anywhere close. Anywhere close. Radio, that's the gig we're in. You're listening to radio. I love radio. I threw over a TV career for radio. Many of you have that same passion. You like to listen and sleep to the radio or wake up to the radio still. And even if you have other devices, you still devour radio in some form. And I still think radio in some form, no matter what people say is going to happen to radio, will always be with us. But how about this FM radio done in Norway in 2017? So they're saying radio isn't going away, but Norway is shifting to digital audio broadcasting because of the system used by half the country. They were the first country ever to decide to switch to, an analog switch off for all major radio channels. So the end of FM is on a rolling basis starting in 2017. How about that? And they're saying that, this is an important day for everyone who loves radio, because, the Minister of Culture is saying, per a government release, listeners will have access to more diverse and pluralistic radio content and enjoy better sound quality and new functionality, is what they're saying. Digital audio broadcasting is, in 22 national Norwegian channels. FM has just 5. But what's Also interesting, they say a poll finds that half the homes, this is in Norway, have a DAB radio ready, or they're already ready for it, but 7.9 million older radios will have to be upgraded if not recycled. How about that? Because they'll be obsolete. So, wow. So then the question becomes, is the U.S. going to be digital eventually? Because you have Americans listening to internet radio all the time. Our show is streamed, and smart radio people know that, and they also stream, and we do that, and you can download the show, and you know that, GCNLive.com. But I think of it as an addition added to, because here's what's interesting. As of just 2 years ago in a poll, 90% of Americans listen to AM, FM radio at least once weekly, at least once, and way more than that. So how about that? A digital shift for a lot of countries. But we're not saying that in the United States. But Norway, ditching FM radio in 2017. Wow. I like radio. I love radio. And I've heard that from many of you because the sound, you like the availability. And yes, you still can podcast. And yes, you can still stream it because I think with just the raw audio, there is so much you can do. So to me, I don't believe in the United States anytime soon that's going to happen because the availability, first of all, digitally is not there. And not as many people are listening to that. I think the idea that you can marry it to something else is more the direction we're going. But I think it is pretty wild that they're doing that in that country, even though some people are not happy about it. Mm. Coming up on America Tonight, I'm going to introduce you to a really cool entrepreneur, somebody who came up with an app that just flew off of the shelves, the virtual shelves, so to speak. And he's got an interesting twist on the whole entrepreneur thing, Justin Esgar. And Justin has taken that whole idea of being an IT guy, jumping into becoming an entrepreneur, and really exploding in a very, very big way. And he has some great advice for entrepreneurs, especially on the whole app thing. As he says, there was a whole race, and there still is, to come up with the next great app because of the phones. But it's not as easy as one would think because somebody comes up with an idea. A lot of times, it's not going to take off. It's not going to get the traction because it's one idea and trying to put it with another idea, and you're kind of just throwing too much of that proverbial spaghetti against the wall. Justin, hanging out with us next here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business. Very excited about our next guest, because you know how I feel about entrepreneurism and where it's all headed, and the exciting opportunities that are actually out there for so many people. Justin Esgar is in our virtual green room, and this is the deal with him. I think everything he touches, according to my friend who gave me the scoop on Justin, he's got like the Midas touch. So he had successful IT consulting firm. That's big. And then we see the battle for the apps. He releases an app that, check this out, sold over 250,000 copies. And then this is the key thing. When you do that, you're featured in Apple's top business apps, so that's great. And he's a speaker like I am. He speaks all over the country, and he speaks on entrepreneurism, and he is a serial entrepreneur. So he is perfect to join us on this show, and it's a great time to have him on, too, because we're talking about thinking and dreaming big. Think of the theme for National Small Business Week. That's what it is, dreaming big and starting small. Justin, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Great to be here, Kate.
So the things that I just mentioned, was your first step the IT consulting stuff? Was that the thing that really had you going and pulling in what you needed, the cash flow and everything else?
Yeah, so I actually started as an IT consultant working for someone and worked my way up, and then finally left and started my own. And I got clients and I hustled and I did everything I needed to do. And that kind of stemmed me into the right direction going off, because it was actually what I was doing in my day-to-day job as an IT consultant that actually started my software development company.
So when you decided to jump out on your own, was that scary, though? Because you worked for somebody and then you knew, oh, yeah, I'm ready. I can do this. Was it a little bit scary? You figured the net would find you?
I vaguely remember having a conversation with my parents questioning whether or not I can make $75,000 a year on my own. And, you know, this is 2008 when I first started, and I said, you know what, let me try. And I still had a lot of connections from my old job and people who I had met along the way. So that really helped me out. And there's a couple of people who, like, helped me get started on my own and kind of taught me a couple things that I didn't know about the business aspect of IT consulting. That I've since, you know, honed and changed. And when I finally, you know, took the dive, I was, like, ready to go.
That's great. That was good because that's what you need. You need advice and mentors, and you need to research, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, even today I have a mentor just for business in general, not just necessarily IT, who, you know, I love and adore him. And I can, you know, he knows that I can call him whenever, and I email him, and we talk constantly. He kind of keeps me in the right direction with all the stuff that I'm working on.
Yeah, love it. I think mentors are so, so important. So tell us about the app. I mean, that is the new, it's not the new frontier, it's the new old frontier, because a lot of people are trying to jump into that game and they can't crack what they think they can. What did you do that really worked for you?
So as an IT consultant, one of the things I had was I used to have these paper work tickets. And, you know, I would go on site and my client would get a copy and then they would sign one. And I had a studio apartment in Manhattan. So, you know, I lived in like a broom closet and I had all this paper building up. So one day I was using my iPad. And again, this is 2010. So the iPad 1 was out. And I realized that I could draw on this device. Like I was playing with some painting program and I realized that, like, I could draw a signature on this device. And that started the idea for our premier app that we came out with called Sign My Pad, the PDF signature application, where you can take a contract and get it signed. And that, back in 2008, we were the first in the game with this technology, and we really pushed it. And we got in, like you said, we got into Apple's paperwork on how to run your business using an iPad, and we got written up by real estate magazines and lawyer conferences and all these things, because everybody really wanted to start going paperless, and we were kind of the first one to help do that.
Wow, so cool. When you develop it and you did all the things you said, and then, you know, I mentioned and you mentioned cracking the Apple code, so to speak, what was that like for you? I mean, to see it actually from conceptualizing it to realizing it and then seeing it really soar.
So it was really interesting because I remember the day the app actually got released in the App Store, because I had submitted it, and when you submit an app to the Apple Store, it takes a couple of days for them to review it and do whatever. And I didn't even know it was out. All I knew was that I got a phone call from a very successful company to ask me how the app worked, and I was like, wait, how do you know about this already? Like, it had been out maybe like an hour. And they had a systems engineer whose job was it is to know about these new technologies that were coming out to help their business. And right then and there, like, this was a major television network that contacted me, and I was just like, all right, I think I may have something here.
I love that. So will there be more apps in the future? Because, I mean, that's one of the things you talk about a lot.
Yeah, so apps at this point, you know, you got to really do something innovative. I get a lot of people come up to me and they always start with, I have a great idea for an app. I'm like, here we go. And it's always something that's been done before. Or the other side is that they want to take two really popular things and blend them together. And, like, that's not really how you create a successful app. My latest app we have called Good Night. It's an app for parents where you can put in your children what time they should go to bed and what time they should wake up. And you install the app on your child's phone. And if they use their phone between bedtime and wake time, your phone gets a push notification saying they're on their phone.
Mm.
That's something that's new. That's new technology. That's a new idea. That makes it. But if you come to me and say, I want to create the next Facebook plus Twitter minus whatever, like, you're already in the wrong direction.
I love that. Do you help other people? I mean, is that part of the idea, helping other people with projects?
Absolutely. So I have a book that's out called Capitalize on Your Idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really
I try to make it short. I didn't want to repeat too much stuff. And it's really about how you can take any idea and bring it to fruition. And I use apps as a platform, using outsourcing and using marketing professionals and social media and interns and all these things, and how you can take any idea and bring it to fruition. And I'm actually in the process right now of finishing up. We're starting a six-week program to get people to start taking any of their ideas and really start building what I like to call passive income businesses, which is like apps and stuff like that, or websites and whatever.
Wow. So for your six-week program, would that be virtual, web-based? Could be anyone listening around the country, or is it New York City-based, or how's that going to work?
Sure. So we're still actually putting the final touches on it, but it's going to be web-based. It's all going to be virtual. There's going to be a lot of, like, communication tools that are going to be involved. I'm going to show people how to use project management tools, and I'm going to be involved with, like, their day-to-day in the first 2 weeks, and then I kind of let them go for the next 2 weeks, and then we see how it finishes up the last 2 weeks. That's kind of the direction we're going right now. Like I said, the whole program's in beta, so we're still trying to figure out some of the details, but the whole thing is meant that anyone can do this anywhere, and they don't need to be in New York City to make it big. You can literally create a business with a couple bucks and maybe a WordPress website from your basement anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But it's being willing to do that. And isn't it also about dreaming big, right? If you're gonna go, you might as well dream big.
You know, you should definitely dream big. I'm not gonna deny that. I have a note on my iPhone with a list of all the cars that I wanna buy. You know, and there's some expensive stuff on there. You know, so I'm all about dreaming big. But here's my new piece of advice that I like to share with you. Everybody thinks that their idea is going to be the next $1 million idea. Or how do I come up with the next million? How do I come up with the next Facebook? How do I come up with the next Twitter? How do I come up with the next Tinder? All these things. How do I catch the next $1 million idea? And my thought process is, don't think like that. Instead of trying to come up with one $1 million idea, come up with 10 $100,000 ideas. Because those are much more obtainable goals. They're easier to create. They're easier to churn. When you're doing, especially with my whole passive income thing, it's a lot easier to come up with these a few small ideas as opposed to really trying to go all in and get this one giant idea out the door.
Yeah, there you go. Smaller targets and just hit them. I love that. 10 $100,000 ideas. Who wouldn't take that versus, wow, we just can't get there. And part of it, don't you think part of it is people put together lists and they just can't get to the list, the procrastination, the time conundrum that people run into?
Sure. You know, some people have this great ability that they can flip from one thing to another. Some people don't. And that's not a bad thing. You just have to know what kind of person you are. So I have an employee of mine who's trying to come up with some passive income thing, and I'm teaching him how to do time chunking. So he sets specific time, and he uses a calendar program like iCal on his computer, and he sets specific times every day, and this is what he does during this time. So from 8 to 9, he does this project. From 9 to 10, he does this project, and so on and so forth. Until he can learn how to flip from one to the other. And like I said, it's not a bad thing if you can't right away, but you just have to know how you do you. And be able to come up with these things and move around a lot.
I agree with that. You have to know how you do you. You coined a couple of phrases for us for sure. Capitalize on your ideas. Where can we pick up a copy of your book? Amazon?
It's on Amazon. You can get a paperback copy, thanks to the Direct to Print ebook, and it's in the iBook store on iOS.
All right, I love it. Justin Esgar, don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah, time to check the polls. So the CNN ORC poll, how's it rolling out for the Democrats and the Republicans, the people who want to be president? Well, let me tell you, over 17% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents back Bush for the GOP nod. 12 go for Governor Scott Walker. Then you've got Paul and Rubio, 11%. 11%. Interesting, isn't it? Because we haven't seen the needle move that much. I mean, this is the tail swinging into May, and the polls that we're looking at show that Bush's edge in the nomination extends in a couple of areas. He's named as the candidate with the right experience to be president. It seems like experience is a big deal. And he's also named as the one with the best chance to beat the Democratic nominee. And that's a big concern for Republicans. 26% and the strongest leader in the Republican field at 21%. So how is it that many people think Marco Rubio has a chance to edge out Bush, win the nomination, and go on to become president? And the same could be said for Rand Paul. So, and not counting out anybody else who is in the mix, although they're not registering. In fact, Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, is at 7% in the poll, while Mike Huckabee is a couple of points in front of him at 9%. And, of course, I mentioned this, Scott Walker, 12%. Isn't that interesting? And is this because of the perception, because of the money that's pumped out and the amount of times you see Jeb Bush's name? 18% see Bush as the candidate who best represents the future of the Republican Party. Listening to me right now, do you feel that way? Do you feel that Bush is the best representative for the future of the Republican Party? Now, Rubio shares that. So the two of them are the ones that have that tag. But do you think so? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. You can flip in your two cents into this pond whenever you want to here on America Tonight. But I find that so fascinating. Liz Peek, who is a writer for Fox.com and several other publications, and she's been on the tube many, many times. You've probably seen her on a lot of different shows. She's going to join us in the next hour and talk about the phenomenon of Rubio and why she thinks he has such a great shot compared to Bush, and then what the Hillary problems are. But how about this? In general, Republicans see Bush as the best guy, the best candidate to match up against Clinton. But what's interesting, in a hypothetical general election matchup, in all of these polls, Bush trails by a huge margin. So I don't understand how that's possible. So he's seen as the guy to beat Hillary, but yet in all the polls, Hillary is head and shoulders miles and miles in front of him. She declares her candidacy with a web video, goes on the road to Iowa, New Hampshire, and she's, you know, with Democrats, of course, 7 in 10 Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents, they're backing her almost 70% over anybody else's name that's thrown out. VP Joe Biden would be closest, but he's far behind, like double digits behind her. Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator, way behind. Jim Webb, way behind. I mean, they're barely even making a dent. Clinton is also the second choice of just over half the Democrats who prefer someone else for the nomination. So basically, she's the one. 83% of potential Democratic voters. 83%. Done. How can you say? Done deal. But what does that say when you say that, well, Bush is the best guy? That's what we think. He represents the future of the Republican Party the best. But yet he can't. We just don't, in any poll, we don't seem even close to Hillary Clinton. Wow. I mean, this is 2015, and this is early in the game. But still, I think it's, I don't know, is it surprising? Is it, like I said, just too early? And who cares? But you know what? I say this all the time. Polls are polls are polls. I mean, yeah, there's information that can slant different ways. But the reason that polls are successful and pollsters get paid millions of dollars is because often they are right on. And they reflect what people are thinking. And the reason they pay attention to polls, politicians, is so that they can tweak or change or look and figure out what it is that people are saying they're not getting from them. And often it's not manipulated. So in other words, oh, okay, well, we didn't think of that. We could do that. We do that anyway, but we just haven't been emphasizing it. But the Republicans better get busy. And really, it's all about Hillary. And I think they obviously know that. Pretty bad, though, to say the lead guy is Bush and he has no shot, according to the polls. and even coming close. And even coming close. Wow. Really? And he's the best representative for the Republican Party? Not Cruz, Rubio, Walker, anybody else, or anybody that hasn't officially declared yet? Wow. Damn the man. I know he's in the virtual green room.
I have to put my headphones down. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, I got a joke for you. These three guys are trying to out-tough each other, and so they were at a restaurant, and they said, how would you like your steak, sir? And the first guy says, well, I want my steak medium rare. The next guy says, I want my steak raw. The next guy says, just run the critter by here and I'll cut off what I want.
That's brilliant. That's a good one.
Jack, you're going to make a great American. That was one of my bucket lists, too. Of that big steak, but my eyes got smaller and so did my belly. So I don't think I'm going to make it. Now, this guy went into this Home Depot, and he's walking around, and one of the people in there decided to help him out. He says, can I help you, sir? And he says, yes, I'm looking for a round file. He took a rat-tailed file right this way, right this way. So he took him over, and he showed him what he had. And the guy said, yeah, this one right here will do. He says, may I ask what you're going to do with it? He says, I'm going to file my parrot's beak down. He says, oh, my God, that'll kill him. He says, no, 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 he's got a real thick beak. And he keeps calling me a son of a witch and things like that. But after I file his beak down, he'll be able to articulate better, and I'll teach him some nice words. He says, okay, well, come back and let me know how it turned out. So a couple of days later, the guy's in there, and he's knocking over brooms and kicking over paint cans. And the guy walked up to him, and he says, aren't you the guy that was going to file down his parrot's beak? And he says, yeah. He says, how's the parrot? He says, well, he's dead. He says, I told you if he filed his beak down, it was going to kill him. He says, no, I think the vice did it.
That's good. Okay. I like it.
Okay, now, I'm back in Ted Cruz, and I don't believe polls that are out there. I mean, you talked about that last night, about the polls. A lot of them are phony, like Bush, phony. And Hillary, she's going to have all kinds of hell to deal with because of the situation with that book that's coming out, showing where the money came from, who gave it.
Yeah.
Pro-co. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know you do because you get your finger on stuff like this. And so she's going to have a lot of trouble. Anyway, that's all about from me. But anyway, I want to use those jokes. I'll talk to you later.
I love them.
Okay.
I love them, especially the steak one. The steak one's hilarious, but the other one is good, too. How about that? All right, so Dan doesn't care. He says, you know, no, 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 don't pay attention. He thinks Bush is phony. And, you know, there is something about authenticity, isn't it? I crave authenticity. I say that. That's what I would want in a president. Authentic, even if I don't agree with everything. Somebody who's real. Give it to us real. It's been real fun. Thanks, folks.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's